It is the evening of Friday, March 8th. As I enter in prayer now, I slow my body and quiet my mind, setting my whole being in the presence of the living God who is ever present to me. Recalling the day I've lived, treasuring its blessing as I look into God's face and laying its burdens at His feet.
For the Lord is good.
Abba Father, in this Lenten season of prayer and fasting, I ask that you'd not only work through my prayers, but work within me, even beyond my prayers. The laying aside of one appetite with the aid of your Spirit gives rise to another. Tune my taste buds to hunger for your presence, my eyes to see your coming, my ears to hear your whisper, and my lips to savor your blessings, which are showered upon me each day, even this one.
A reading from Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving, and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. For the Lord is good, and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
I am reminiscing on a time when I tasted a meal that felt like it transported me to a different place, where the sensory experience made me smile, laugh, and even cry. The sight, smell, and even the sound of the sizzle. I can find goodness in food because it is a foretaste of the feast that is to come, and it is a representation of the goodness that God images through different people, cultures, and places. Foretaste points towards a coming reality, reminds me of what's to come, and helps me to enjoy the present. God is, was, and will always be good. Lord, I look back at the flurry of the day, and I ask that you bring to mind the moment I got to taste and see your goodness. Lord, I confess that you are always good, and that I am sometimes slow to realize it. Would you shape me into a person that is wide-eyed and amazed by your goodness? As I return to this ancient prayer, I ask that my voice would join with the saints of old who have worn the narrow path I walk on today, and that I would, like them, entrust my whole life into your faithful hands tonight, Lord.
For the Lord is good.
It is easy to question if the Lord is good, because every day I live, I unavoidably experience something not good. God, why? The truth is, the chaos of the world around me, even just the chaos within me, exceed my own capacity to order. I choose to surrender this day and the chaos within it into the trustworthy hands of the one who is good and only good. I surrender my burdens, questions, angers, and fears to you now, Lord. This is a fair question, and one we get to journey through. And I do like to add caution to the propensity in the Pacific Northwest to lead towards cynicism, though. Bad news is click-worthy, it's shareable, and it sparks outrage. Goodness is quiet, humble, empathetic. It is meek, patient, upright, and long-suffering. Jesus is good and invites us to mirror him. Lord, you are good. I choose to surrender myself, all of myself, into your good hands this evening, knowing that in Jesus' upside-down kingdom, surrender is the pathway to victory. Now, as I rest from the work of this day and enter into the evening's rest, I raise my voice again with the praise of Psalm 113. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Father, help me to trust you now, laying aside all that nips at my heels, the desire to indulge or escape after a long day, the resentments I may carry from the day's disappointments, and the work left undone I'm tempted to carry with me into rest. I lay this day, all of its joys and trials, at your feet now. As I've become present to you, may I also be fully present to those I will rest with this evening. Amen.